The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Ah, this is so dumb. I mean, this is just so dumb. What am I talking about? Well, we got the TV monitor up in the studio, and we usually have Fox News on. They're not always accurate. They're not always balanced. They aren't. But they're more accurate, more balanced than CNN, okay? CNN is hardly ever accurate, and they're never balanced. So we usually have Fox on because it's the best we can get as far as cable news. But anyway, I am not kidding. For the last at least 20 minutes... At least for the last 20 minutes. It's a split screen. Now, right now, the over to the right, the small part, the little sliver over on the right is Chris Wallace and that other guy, one of their anchors. I can't remember his name right now. Anyway, it's Chris Wallace and another guy. And that's the small part, okay? The biggest part of the screen, and it has been for at least 20 minutes now, is a small palm tree and a group of microphones. You say, Bob, well, who's standing at the microphones? Nobody. Nobody. It has been that way for at least 20 minutes. What? They're waiting on Nancy Pelosi to come out at 5 p.m. So that's over not quite 25 minutes away. So it's already been up for at least 20 minutes, which means, and they're not going to change it. So for at least 40 minutes, the majority of the TV screen is a group of inanimate microphones and a palm tree. Oh, no, I take it back. They just changed it. Now they're airing an interview with Chris Wallace and, I believe, the president of Iran. Well, at least they got rid of them. That's crazy. Just nuts. Empty microphones and a palm tree. And it's a houseplant palm tree. But now, evidently, they're airing an interview that Chris Wallace had with, I think he's the president of Iran. I don't know. But anyway. All right. Well, I got that out of my system. We were talking about the United Nations just a minute ago. And I heaped a little praise on the UN. I don't know that I've ever done that before. I don't know that I've ever said anything positive about the UN because there's hardly anything positive ever to say about the United Nations. But yesterday, they released an unprecedented report on the rise of anti-Semitism in the United States and around the world and acknowledged its increasing white supremacists, radical Muslims, and radical Democrats. It didn't say white supremacists and radical Muslims. It didn't say radical Democrats. It said the BDS movement, which is a Democrat-led movement here. Anyway, that's good. Then I was also talking just briefly about Greta Thunberg. Greta Thunberg is the angry Swedish 16-year-old that went on a tirade she basically had a temper tantrum. And if you watch the video, I dare you to disagree. She had a temper tantrum. Didn't cite any facts, any statistics, just said we're all going to die and it's all your fault. She did. We're all going to die and it's all your fault and I will never forgive you and you've robbed my childhood. Yeah. Anyway, well, not everybody is critical of her, including, are you ready for this? When I read this, I thought this has got to be a joke. It's got to be The Onion. It's got to be the Babylon Bee. No. The Mary Knoll Missionaries. This is a Catholic nuns group. They call themselves the Mary Knoll Missioners. Catholic nuns. Mary Knoll Missioners. Well, they have their own Twitter feed. Okay, they have their own Twitter feed. Yesterday, the Mary Knoll Missioners, this is a Catholic nun missionary group, likened the 16-year-old that had the temper tantrum on the floor of the United Nations to the Virgin Mary. No, I'm not making this up. It's true. When I read it, I thought, no. So I checked it out. Two or three reliable websites, news sources, but I thought, no, I'm not going to believe them. So I went to Twitter, and I looked up the official Twitter account of Mary Knoll Missioners. And there it is. They say, before I read their tweet to you, they say that their purpose is, I got it here somewhere. Hang on. I got to find it. I know I've got it. I wanted to read you their purpose statement. Oh, yeah, here it is. Mary Knoll Missioners, the official Twitter account of the Mary Knoll Fathers and Brothers. Oh, I thought it was nuns. I got that all wrong. I apologize deeply, folks. I am sorry. I read this and missed that. I thought it was a group of nuns. No, it's not. Mary Knoll Missioners, Catholic missionary organization, but it's men. Okay, here it is. The official Twitter account of the Mary Knoll Fathers and Brothers. We follow Jesus in serving the poor and others in need in 22 countries, including the United States. That's what their Twitter page says. Now, here is what they tweeted yesterday. You ready for this? It's under Mary Knoll Missioners. Christians getting their knickers all in a twist over the passionate, articulate, and knowledgeable witness of Greta Thunberg because of her age seem to overlook the age of the Virgin Mary at the time of the Annunciation. Young women can and have changed the world. Intentional pause so that could sink in. They actually liken the 16-year-old. Yesterday I called her a spoiled brat, and I think that's accurate. She's from a very wealthy, influential family in Sweden. She has had a privileged life. She sailed on a racing yacht, a multi-million-dollar racing yacht across the Atlantic, which, by the way, shows a great deal of courage on her part. There's no doubt about it. But she had enormous support behind her, millions of dollars and so on and so forth. And then she goes before the United Nations yesterday and starts screaming, and I'm not exaggerating, screaming at the leaders of the nations around the world saying, you robbed me of my childhood, my dreams, and so on and so forth. She had a temper tantrum. She gave, again, no facts, no statistics. And the Mary Knoll Missioners liken her to the Virgin Mary. Let me read it for you again. Christians getting their knickers all in a twist over the passionate, articulate, and knowledgeable witness of Greta Thunberg because of her age seem to overlook the age of the Virgin Mary at the time of the Annunciation. Young women can and have changed the world. So, like the Virgin Mary, and by the way, we don't know how old she was. We don't know. We're not sure how old she was. It's an assumption that she was young, possibly a teenager, but we don't know for sure. I hear this Catholic missionary group says that if the Virgin Mary could change the world, so can Greta Thunberg. Somehow I don't see the comparison. Wow. I mean, wow. Oh, what a wacky world we live in. All right, we need to take a quick break. You're listening to Bobberty Live on The Word, AM 880 and 104.5 FM. Stay tuned.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I am so happy to announce the empty microphones and palm tree are back on Fox News as we speak. There they are. Now they're in the upper right-hand corner. The lower right-hand corner, it looks like the floor of the house. Nobody's doing anything. They're just walking around. But there are the microphones and the palm tree where Nancy Pelosi is going to speak at, well, it says 5 o'clock. She'll probably be late. They always are. But news coverage in America has become so wacko. It really is. All right. I have said often that to the liberal left, facts and truth mean nothing. Not every day, but every two or three days, I give you evidence of that. Here's another one. Now, several states and cities around the United States instituted or initiated these conversion therapy bans. What is a conversion therapy ban? It makes it illegal to counsel a man or a woman, a young man, young woman, older man, anybody who is confused about their sexuality. In other words, a young man who is feeling sexual attraction toward a man, but he doesn't want it. He doesn't like it. He's uncomfortable. He doesn't want to be sexually attracted to a man. These conversion therapy bans make it illegal to counsel that person. Makes it a crime if you try to help someone who is confused about their sexuality. Now, why were these bans suggested and why have they been passed? Because we were told that you are born with these same-sex attractions. There's nothing you can do about it. You're born that way. You can't fight it. You shouldn't fight it. It's detrimental. It's harmful. It's dangerous if you fight these urges because you are born with them. That's what we were told for the last 30 years. Now, they had no proof for it, no evidence whatsoever, but that's what we were told. The psychological community, the professionals in the psychological community bought that, accepted that without proof, without evidence. But they believe that one day we'll discover it. We'll discover the gay gene. Well, about 3 weeks now, it's either 3 or 4 weeks now, a blockbuster research report was released, the largest, most extensive study ever done on sexual attraction, ever. It is the authoritative work so far on this subject. And the unmistakable conclusion, there is no gay gene, there may be some genetic abnormalities involved in same-sex attraction, but overwhelmingly it is not nature, it's nurture. It is not that you were born that way, you choose to be that way. Meaning, if you choose to be homosexual, you can choose not to be. So because of that, a couple of places, including New York City, have begun to turn aside that ban because It doesn't stand up to science anymore. But when that thing was released, if you were listening, we spent quite a bit of time that day. I said, for most of the liberal left, it will not change their narrative whatsoever. It will not change it whatsoever. They will absolutely reject truth, science, and facts. They will reject it. All right, here's proof. Headline, Joe Biden backs nationwide ban on conversion therapy at LGBTQ forum. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden said Saturday he supports a nationwide ban on conversion therapy for those who have unwanted same-sex desires. Biden and other Democratic candidates took part in the LGBTQ presidential candidate forum, which was held in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, sponsored by the Advocate GLAD, One Iowa, and the Gazette. He said, and I quote, "We should outlaw nationally conversion therapy. There should be a law against it, period, and I've proposed that for a long time." That's exactly the opposite of what settled science says. And even liberal New York City has smelled the coffee and said, oops, we were wrong. This conversion therapy ban is wrong because now science has proven that it's a choice. But Joe Biden, who cares about science? And then he also went further and said that all prisoners should be able to decide if they're housed with males or females. He said this, and I quote, "In prison, the determination should be that your sexual identity is defined by what you say it is and not what, in fact, the prison says it is." So Joe Biden says you can be whatever gender, whatever sex you say you are, even in prison. Can you imagine what that will do to the penal system in America? A man doesn't want to be with other men in a prison because he's afraid of what will happen. So he just says, I feel like a woman. Put me in a women's prison. And then can you imagine what that will do to the female population in that prison? The liberal left are truly, genuinely, sincerely the science deniers today. Hey, when we come back, David Barton, founder of Wall Builders, will be my guest.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.